Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Hello. This is Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. And we are in the midst of pure tea marketing madness. And it's our fifth show, but it's part four of Christmas in July. I know it's August, but we're still doing Christmas in July, and we're planning the profit for this holiday season. This is our last show, and we're going to wrap it up with business tips and advertising, and we're going to talk about executing the plan, advertising, and measuring your advertisement. Now, we've done everything else. We have talked about our inventory. What is our inventory going to be? What are we going to sell? What has been most successful? What products sell best during the holiday season? We've talked about keywords. What will it take for us to get our inventory up to par so that we can look at our budget timelines, always remember timelines are imperative. Everybody has their season. And there's a pre-season to the holiday season for distributors and manufacturers because they have to get everything to the distributors and to the retail outlets in time for the holiday season. So their heavy season hits earlier. So you must make sure that you know what time it's going to take for you to stop to get where you need to be. And then we talked about our systems. What are your administrative systems like? What are your technical systems like? Will they be able to hold the additional flow of customers and activity? Or will your system crash because too many people came on, too many people tried to buy? Is your shopping cart in order? All of those things. And then in that, we want to look at our SEO, continuously updating our SEO. If you had links that you use during the holiday season that are hibernating, you want to activate those links. You want to make sure there are no broken links. You want to ensure all your links and ensure your SEO. We talked about the 78 top keywords. And then we went into the look and the feel of the campaign. What is it going to look like? What is it going to feel like? What is your value proposition? And that's really important. What is your value proposition? Why should people, even before we come to look and feel the campaign, we have to talk about our target audience. Who is your target audience? Do you really have them defined? A lot of people just start business feeling we can sell to anybody, and that's rarely true. There's a specific type of person that is your best customer and your easiest conversion. And if you're already in business, start with your existing customers. Look at them first and promote to them first. Give them exclusive specials because they have supported you thus far. Secondly, examine that customer. And that type of customer, those are the same type of people you should be going after and identifying potential new customers. And so we want to look at our target audience and then our value proposition and getting the people to sign up with our list. And then, we talked about mobile marketing. So we want to make sure now in our email marketing and our list subscriptions that we're asking for mobile phone numbers, and we want to have a mobile club, and we want to give people incentives for being part of that club. And then we moved on to the look and feel of the campaign. We're designing ads, and what are activating as our landing page. And we talked about our landing pages, 10 key points of a landing page. So at this point, we've done everything. We've planned. We did our plan. We did our strategy. We got these great ads, landing pages. Now we need to advertise. And that brings us to today. Our guests are going to talk about, you know, from a business standpoint, you know, how you need to execute with advertising, measuring that advertisement, what opportunities you should look for. We brainstorm here. I'm going to ask everybody just brainstorm for us a little bit. What opportunities are out there? Does anybody, you know, from their standpoint, know what may be hot in the fads for this season? So, you know, all of our guests are online right now, so I'm very excited. We have Suleiman Rahman. He is the chairman of the board now for the African American Chamber of Commerce and the Delaware Valley, and that's, like, so exciting here. You just don't know what that means. He has just ushered in a new era. I mean, over 20, 30 years, he just has ushered in a whole new era, and it's exciting. And he's also CEO and founder of UrbanPhilly.com. We're going to put these things out there. We want to maximize our use of Internet radio. So if I give you a website, type it in, look it up, so you can get a feel for the person that's talking to you. And Urban Philly Professional Network, so he'll let us know a little bit more about that. We also have on the line Roger Madison. He is CEO and founder of Izania.com. He is one of our prominent black leaders. Izania is one of the, you know, strongest black portals there is. And they have everything from information to shopping to communities. It's a large community. You can find businesses, schools, whatever you need as far as black culture and community, you find it there on Izania. Functions well and excellent SEO. If you're on Izania, you're coming up in the top 10. Azania SEO is excellent, and they have an excellent advertising program and membership program for businesses. And then we also have on the line is Anthony Stewart. He's out in New York, and he is a digital marketing expert. He does websites, training. He's a motivational speaker. He has also authored the audio books for Miseducation of the Negro and Stolen Legacy. And his latest creation is, and this bore out of a challenge to young men, but he started a video platform for independent artists. And it's one of the only video platforms out there, professional video platforms, that only showcases independent artists, and that's the Independent Video Channel. So we want to learn more about everybody. I'm going to bring each person on and let them introduce themselves. We're going to start off with Suleiman Rahman, and I'm going to bring them on. Hello, good
awesome.
Day, sir.
Jacqueline, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Awesome.
So now you know.
Well, great. Definitely good to be on the line. What did you want me to share on this portion of the call?
Well, first, the world wants to know, who is Suleiman Rahman?
All right. Well, as you mentioned, you know, I've been a business owner for the last over 10 years now. I've been an entrepreneur and really been in the business of building networks, if you will. Done, you know, so many different things. And one of the flagship businesses that we've established over the last 10 years has been UrbanPhilly.com and the Urban Philly Professional Network. And also in 2010 was appointed to be the chairman of the board for the Pennsylvania, Delaware, chairman of the board for the African-American Chamber of Commerce for the Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey area. And it's been exciting to really see the opportunities, the emerging opportunities, and to support and help businesses, things that we've been doing for many years in relation to the Urban Philly Professional Network, just really looking to empower, to engage and connect our communities from a geographic perspective. And we understand the power of coming together and partnering with different organizations. And one of the things that we focused in on from the chamber perspective is to make sure that businesses are on the forefront of emerging opportunities. And a lot of things that you've mentioned here on the call as far as search engine optimization and landing pages and just really leveraging technology to really connect with people is so important from our businesses, especially small businesses, to be able to operate on a larger scale, to be able to have that, to really level the playing field as far as being able to touch as many people as possible. And I always believe that it's so important to leverage technology, but although the techniques will change on how to connect with people and make things a little bit more seamless for us to connect with people, the principles still remain the same, that people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And to be able to leverage high technology along with high touch, you know, to really take things to the next level is very important. So that's really where I stand, and, you know, been an opportunity to build from a social network marketing perspective through UrbanPhilly.com and other projects. And recently I built an international business in the coffee industry with a company by the name of Organo Gold. So that's been pretty strong as well.
All right. And I'm going to let everybody know, he's just touching on a few things. You know, I've been in some other communities and found out, like, I know him. He's a regional what? And I need to tell the audience, Suleiman is a young man, but he's passionate, he's driven, and I've been blessed to know him for a few years, and he's a great business person, and we're just excited to have him in our corner. So next, I'm going to bring on the line so we can all introduce ourselves. I'm going to bring on Roger Madison of Izania.com.
Hi, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, sir.
Well,
Well, the world wants to know, who is Roger Madison?
Well, first of all, let me just say thank you for hosting this series. You are indeed a master griot, and you deserve a recognition for really bringing this whole series together and delivering some very high quality information to your listeners. So Thank you for including me and asking me to be a part of that.
Oh, well, of course, of course. You know, you each a person on here. You each your leaders in your area, and you offer products of quality. I mean, you know, many people in business, especially we're looking at a small business audience. They don't necessarily have a big budget, but they have to spend money. So, you know, I'm always looking for, you know, what is the best way to spend money and get the largest return for the best price.
Sure.
And, you know, you need people that are honest, that have good quality product, that brings a good return, and when it comes to marketing, makes a high impact. And each of you that I have invited here today is specifically why. And then each of you care about the community. That's what's really important as far as the, you know, Black community of, you know, recycling dollars and empowering our community economically. Everyone is on board with that. So now, share with the world, who's Roger Madison?
Okay. I am a retired sales executive. After 30 years with IBM, I retired and organized the Ezania community. The word Ezania in organizing that community means connecting the people of Africa via the internet. It is a word made up of two words. The I is for internet, and the second word is Azania, which means Africa. So we're using the internet to connect the people of Africa. And so we organized this online community back in 2003. Among the many things that I had the honor to experience at IBM was a three-year tour in South Africa starting in 1995. I was a part of a small group whose mission was to reestablish IBM South Africa following the end of apartheid. And it is there where I really solidified my identification with our roots in Africa. So I really wanted to do something to underscore that we are Africans in America. And by leveraging the internet, the most rapidly evolving technology, that puts us in the middle of a world-class phenomenon so that none of us are second-class citizens. We are all world-class citizens. That's what the vision of establishing Ezania as an online community was all about back in 2003. Over the past several years, we have developed one of the largest online directories of Black-owned businesses, and that directory is free. And we have a community that numbers around 9,000 members, of which about 2,700 of them are business owners. And bringing those people together led us through a process of developing some skills and services that center around email marketing and online advertising. So we've learned to do that well, and our goal is to help create a town center for the virtual Black community. So if you want to know about what's going on in the virtual Black community, we have our business community. We have forums for discussion of issues that are important to Africans in America. We offer free blogs, so anyone who has something that you believe is important to say, you can organize and host your own blog at Ezania. And most recently, we have begun to connect what we do at Ezania with a presence at Facebook and at Twitter. Our goal is to be as collaborative as we possibly can. We don't view any of the other people who are present in this online environment, particularly our Black friends, our African friends, we don't consider them competitors. We try to think of everyone as a collaborator in helping to advance the important priorities within our virtual Black community. So that's what our vision is, and today I'm very happy to participate in a dialogue about some very specific techniques and important points related to online advertising.
Okay. Well, that's great, great. You guys are some dynamite people. that's the one thing I just really just wanted everybody to understand, that this the unique opportunity that we have right now. You really get these people of this level with this type of background and experience together in one place where they are sharing information that you can actually absorb for free and be intelligent about it, take notes. You can re-listen to this. We definitely want to give you a real strategy to plan in order to make sure that you function at a higher level this year for the holiday season. We know people are going to spend money. We know they're going to spend more money than they usually should. So you need to have yourself in position and ready to capitalize off of that. So our next guest we have is Anthony Stewart. And Anthony, the world wants to know, who is Anthony Stewart?
Well, once again, like the other brother said, thank you for having me on. Anthony Stewart, in a nutshell, is a brother that came out of the prison systems. Not that that's where I began, but it was within the prison system that I began to look at myself and my future and what I could do to better myself. And once I got out of the prison system, I went and began to teach myself technology. I went and rented a computer from Rent-A-Center. I started going to Borders where I could go and pick up books for free. I mean, well, you really can't go to Borders now because I think they're pretty much out of business. But there are bookstores out there that you can go to that sit down and just read and learn pretty much anything you want to know, which is what I did. I took that information and I started a design company. I started designing and became popular enough within Detroit where another company wanted to buy me out because I was kind of taking their clients. So I ended up selling my business and becoming a creative director at a local marketing firm. After I got some more knowledge in the area of technology, in the area of video production, and greater knowledge in the area of design, I left and created my first interactive platform, which is called Black Civilization Interactive, which is nothing but TV on a CD back then. It was before the Internet got going and everything around 2000, 2001. Well, the Internet was going, but they didn't really have video on the web like they do now. So I put a lot of different shows that I began to produce on a CD-ROM. It was like 7 hours of programming, of content on a CD. You pop the CD in, and the screen would come up, and you could look at all these. We had a news show, fashion show, just different programs that I was shooting around the city. Anyway, life went on. I had to end up moving to St. Louis, and I stopped the production of the CD because of things that was going on internally with the family and all like that, and I started doing shows on local access because I still wanted to keep creating shows and trying to figure out ways to build a media platform that would, how do they say, educate as well as inform and inspire. So I was on local access doing that for a while, but then one of the major cable companies there, they said that I couldn't run my news show anymore. And I was like, well, why can't I run my news show? And they were like, well, you know, we got our contract for the city through the mayor, and we don't know what you may or may not say about the mayor. So therefore, we're not going to let you run, you know, the news show. So I was like, wow. So basically, the only way to really be successful out here is to have, to the best of your ability, your own platform. So I was like, all right, should I go back to the CD-ROM? Well, at this point in time, it's like 2006, 2007. It's like, well, that'd be crazy because the web is more advanced now. But instead of trying to take all of that programming online, I started doing individual things. So I had a music video show that was on the CD-ROM. I went and I put that online. I started with that because I figured that would have the most pull amongst the youth. And I figured if I could capture the attention of the youth, then I can begin to feed them other things, other shows, other concepts. So I created a company called Video Vault TV. And Video Vault TV was online. Video Vault TV was in the clubs. Created a DVD. We had the different videos running in clubs throughout St. Louis. And then we sent the same DVD to different cities. And it began to grow. Got investors. And the company was taking off. But I, at that time, was not prepared business-wise to deal with a full-fledged company on that level. So I end up stepping back from that, selling the company, and going into a little recess to kind of figure out, all right, I got to build up my business game here. I got to understand, you know, how to deal with people, how to manage things. So I went back into this whole world of studying again. Let me go back to borders. Let me go back to studying. Let me go back to, you know, checking out other people online who are doing it, which I like to add at this point, too. When you have brothers and sisters on the caliber of yourself and the other brothers that are online, there needs to be a platform just for them that other people can reach out and touch them and kind of grab them and be able to get the information and their experience that they have, because, like for me, I was reaching around in the dark trying to grab whatever I can. You have all of these people saying that they're the ones who have the answer. They're the ones who have the way to do it, but you don't really know. So you can start down their path and then find out, okay, this isn't the path that I needed to be on, but then it's too late. You've gone too far down the path, and now you're doing, you know, business the wrong way, or you could have done it better. You could have done it a lot faster. You could have networked better. So I definitely believe that at some point in time, too, if there isn't already went out there, well, hey, you just said you got Izania. Maybe there's a business section on there. I personally haven't been there as much as I should, but there needs to be a place where we can go to reach out and people don't have to do as much reaching around in the dark as I had to do. Anyway, after I step back from that, I end up writing a book, going through my experiences and how I dealt with having companies, having issues, relationships, and how I dealt with stress. It was my first book called Shift, Stop Thinking Me Without Doubt. It was an e-book. Published that through a friend of mine. His name was Brother Bedford. I learned how to publish online with a book, and also how to take and create an audio book and put that online. So after I finished my book, I went and I found the book, The Miseducation of the Negro. Not found it, but I took that book and found out that it was in public domain, and I turned that into an audio book. Turned into an audiobook, went and got a deal with a company called Audible.com where they would distribute it, you know, online, because they had a greater reach than I did through Amazon.com, through iTunes, whatever. And if you get on iTunes now and you look up The Miseducation of the Negro, you see Anthony Stewart, you know, read by Anthony Stewart, and it is, like I said, distributed through them. And I was like, wow, okay. So now there's a royalty check coming from that. And I was like, okay, this is something that some of the younger people and just other people who are unemployed and, you know, trying to figure out what they want to do with their life, this is another opportunity. So I was like, man, okay, at some point I'm going to have to put all this stuff together. But I still wanted to get back to doing the video and reaching out there for people. So at this point right now, I have recently created a site called the Independent Video Channel, where we run music videos once again, but by independent artists. Before, I was trying to deal with the labels, and as I was growing faster than what I had expected to grow, the labels, of course, they wanted their cut, and I wasn't prepared once again to deal with the labels. So now I'm taking a route of just dealing with independent artists in the genres of spoken word, reggae, pop rock, hip-hop, and soul. So if you're an independent artist and you're trying to figure out, you know, find out, okay, how can I get out here and market myself other than just placing a video on YouTube and hoping somebody finds me on YouTube, just give your video to us and we will promote the site, thereby promoting you. So right now that is pretty much me in a nutshell of who Anthony Stewart is. And once again, thank you for allowing me to be on the show.
Okay. All right. So, and you see we have an array of guests with varied experience, so we should be able to touch on a little something for everybody. Everyone has resources, and also from the Master Griot community, we do deal a lot with artists, from the spoken word, which rolls into a lot of independent artists. And as I say to artists all the time, you are a business unto yourself. Yes, you're an artist, but you have to look at yourself as a business. Administering your art is a business. So now it's, and you must learn business principles, concepts, and so on. So we're going to move on to the next round. We have another caller that called in. So let me take this call real quick, and then I'll be back to you, Suleiman. Our next question is going to be in the vein of executing a holiday selling strategy.
what do you have to offer? You know, what advice do you have, product? Each of you have advertising platforms, so I know you all have advertising products, but do you have any other, you know, based on your knowledge base, any other advice or resources in executing the holiday strategy? And so let me take this other caller on the line. The caller from the 973, hello, may I help you?
Hello?
Hi, caller from the 973, how are you?
Hello, Queen, how you doing? I must have pushed the cue by mistake. I was kind of surprised there.
Oh, okay, that's okay. Just listen on in. What's your name?
I'm Ted.
Okay, well, we just say, how you doing? Thanks for listening in. If you have any questions, just, you know, let me know. Either, like, hit one or just let me know in the chat room, and we're going to move on.
Okay,
you know, I'm going to mute you out and just go ahead and listen, okay?
Okay.
Did you have a question?
No, you know what? I just came in. What I do, I go on here and I search black, and whatever comes up, I check it out. So that's my thing. But I came in late. I apologize for that, but I'm going to be listening.
All righty. Okay, great.
Okay, babe.
Okay, Sula? Suleiman?
Oh, yes. Okay, Jacqueline. Yes, absolutely. As far as the question you asked, I'll repeat the question. You talked about, just to make sure I have it correctly here, you asked about ways that people can market during the holiday season, and we're talking about online marketing pretty much, or overall marketing?
Overall, based on your experience and what you have to offer, because you have online, but you also have offline, you have a lot of resources.
Absolutely.
So we had a small business person. We've been talking about developing the holiday strategy. So we've done everything in development part. So now we need to execute it, and we need to advertise, of course. So what do you have to offer in that vein?
Yeah, you mentioned it earlier, just really identifying what your value proposition is and identifying, and your value proposition can be different for different people. And the key thing is to identify the audiences that are your target audiences. The great thing about technology is the opportunity to customize your message to specific audiences. There was a time when we did broadcast marketing and, you know, people had to have a general advertising message that appealed to all people. And nowadays, the great thing about technology, they say the next big thing is a lot of little things. And the opportunity to identify who your target market is, where they're at, make sure you're touching the right people at the right time and with the right message. And the great thing about, even TV advertising, you know, television stations are now segmented by interest, okay? You have the opportunity to do the same thing online. There's different websites that, Brother Stewart talked about entertainment. He talked about a website that was for the youth. So identifying what websites are out there, what kind of offline advertising opportunities, what kind of traditional media outlets are actually touching the people that you're looking to touch, and obviously crafting a message that talks to those individuals. And the great thing about, some of the products and the services that some of your constituents may offer, there's a way to create a value around what you do to even the platforms that are actually offering or actually advertising your product. So there are opportunities many times to partner with websites. There's opportunity to partner with platforms to offer a value proposition to those organizations to engage their audience, to attract new members to their website, new eyeballs. We're always looking at ways to have content, always looking at ways to engage the audience. So relevant to those particular platforms, you maybe have opportunities to create strategic partnerships to get the message out about your product, to be able to offer products as a loss leader, if you will, offer different promotions out there to, again, offer some value to the platform as well as to the constituents within that platform. So those are some ways to certainly make sure you identify the platforms as well as the value you can offer. And then from an advertising perspective, obviously I have opportunities to pay for advertising, but I would say that I would definitely look at ways you can create a value proposition to your audience as well as to the platforms. And one other thing I would say to just general advertising, you know, I've always looked at ways to attract people to what we do. to be able to offer value. The law of reciprocity is putting, you know, giving people value first. Givers gain. You know, being able to give people value, and in turn, you'll have an opportunity to reciprocate with your services many times. So finding ways to communicate, be able to give free information, just like what you're doing here, Jacqueline, the opportunity to offer free information, to have a newsletter that enlightens people on a topic, something valuable, and collecting data in that respect. So we can continue not only just into the holiday season, but continue to communicate with those customers long term as the seasons come up, not just Christmas, but as seasons come up, finding relevant purposes for your product or service so you can continue to talk to the right people at the right time with the right message.
Okay. Now, in the vein of what you're saying about offering value, there are also some different things. We also talked about affiliate marketing. You may want to offer some complimentary services or product to your to what you offer on your website by using affiliate services. And it allows you to generate income while attracting, again, your target audience. Also, people need to consider in offering information like blogs and things. The one thing about the holiday season, and it's growing now, people are starting to shop way earlier. July 5th begins the back-to-school season. And after back-to-school, we go into the fall season. Then we go into the Halloween, Thanksgiving, then we're into Christmas, New Year's, and, you know, all of these seasons run together. But because of the economy and because things are tighter, people are looking earlier about what they're going to buy. They're planning their spending, and, you know, they're shopping for deals and everything. So one really great thing to offer that you could begin offering this month and definitely by September is a blog or a column about complimentary products or things about where to get the best deal, how you can save on shipping, you know, advice for saving over the holiday season, because that's what people are looking for. So if you could find, you know, identify, like you said, content or ways, and again, like I said, with different platforms, you can just pull up existing content, just look at content as relevant, but that's just another idea in attracting your target audience by offering them information. It doesn't compete with your sales, but we know everybody's looking right now for a way to save, and that's why they're shopping earlier and they're investigating earlier, and that's why it's so important that now you should be planning what you're going to do for the holiday season. So, Suleiman, I want to get back to you. What, you know, as I know Urban Philly, and do you have any other platforms? I was reading an article about another platform you may have about advertising. What do you have to offer as an advertising vehicle?
Yeah, currently, Jacqueline, we on Urban Philly, we're mainly focused on some of the internal sponsorships that and events that we're actually executing, so not as many opportunities there. However, the African American Chamber of Commerce, there is an opportunity with our Reverse 90 website, where the objective is to highlight African American owned businesses in the marketplace, as well as other, you know, opportunities to advertise to an audience of corporate as well as members. And, you know, just general consumers to the website. So there are some opportunities there with the African American Chamber of Commerce, and you can check that out at aachamber.org. That's aachamber.org. Other than that, right now we don't have any platforms that we're actually personally doing small business advertising.
All right, then. So everyone has that, and I'll put that in the chat room is aachamber.org. And I'm going to mute you out, Suleiman. We're going to come back with one more question, and I'm going to move on to Roger. Roger?
Yes, Jackie. This is a very interesting topic to me in terms of advertising, because I think that most people don't understand well is how to leverage online advertising. There is an assumption that online or electronic word of mouth causes information to spread very rapidly. But the reality is there are techniques that have to be used to ensure that that happens. We all get fascinated by a YouTube video that goes viral or a trending Twitter feed, but those are rare and not the norm. They are exceptions to the rule. And one of the things that I'd like to just talk about here in this phase, particularly since you're talking about advertising early, is what I try to share with people is that in advertising, the top line is the bottom line. And what that really means is that the most important factor in your advertising, once you've identified your target audience and you've crafted the message that you want to deliver, is that you have to work across multiple networking mechanisms to increase the size of that audience that you're advertising to. And that is so critically important because what you want to know when you advertise, the one thing you want to know more than anything else is how big is the initial audience, because it really doesn't matter how big the audience is, large or small. The metrics apply to virtually all sizes of audiences, and I just want to focus on one thing at this stage, and I'll make two points. First of all, something less than 5% of the audience that you reach with your message is going to respond. So if you send a message to 100 people, if it's a very good message, 5% of that market, that audience is going to respond. That's 5 people. If you multiply that times 10 and you send that message to 1,000 people, that's 50. And the metrics continues to work. The reality is that the response rate for most advertising is somewhere between 2 and 3%, which is very good. Rarely does someone get a 5% response. So if you know that, then what you have to do is to work collaboratively with online marketers like Suleiman, like myself, and others to get your message out to the largest possible audience. So if you want 1,000 people to respond, let's not use 1,000. Let's just say you want 500 people to respond to a message. You need to send that message to something around 20,000 people if you want 500 to respond. And so if you know that going into your advertising campaign, then you can determine how much you're willing to pay to get 500 people to simply show up at your front door. I'm not going to talk at this point about converting those 500 people. That's just to get 500 people to show up at your front door because they're curious about what it is that you're selling. And and we'll talk about ways to sell as we continue with the conversation. So the most important thing that I would like to share at this time is that, A, the size of the audience that you're trying to reach is critically important. And number two, the frequency with which you try to reach them. Let me explain why I talk about frequency. Let's say you're sending the same message to 1,000 people and that your message is great and you're going to get a 5% response. That's 50 people. If you send that message 5 times, you're not going to get the same 50 people responding. If you only send it once, you're going to get 50. If you send it 5 times, each one of those iterations is going to result in a possibility of 50 responses, but the likelihood is that it'll be a different 50. It's like driving past a billboard every day on your way to work. Most days you don't pay any attention to it, but on a certain day you do. The people who sell billboard advertising know that on any given day, 1 to 2% of the people that drive past that billboard will look up and it will actually get their attention. The fact that it's there for 90 days is where they get results. So the size of the audience is important and the frequency with which you send your message is important. We focus on those two factors with our email marketing campaigns. There's a lot of other issues, and you've talked about many of them. Content, defining your message, using SEO techniques in terms of keywords, etc. But total size of the audience and frequency is what will get results, because no matter how good you are, you're probably only going to get a 2 to 3% response, and then you've got to convert those responses to sales.
Okay. Well, so, you know, just to share, you know, we're using, my recommendation has been to the audience, when it comes to marketing and even planning, to use 90-day cycles. You need to do something consistently over 90 days. Every 90 days, you should retweak your plan, because you get 90 days to look at, you know, what happened and how I can make it a little bit better in 90-day increments as far as, you know, you're just your general business planning. And so I'm really working to get people to look at 90-day cycles, because when people think, oh, I can just advertise here once over 30 days, and then they're mad when they don't get the response because, again, they haven't gotten the frequency, you know, and they haven't touched the people enough times. So that is what you actually want to look at overall, 90 days, how many different ways are you touching that customer? I read once they liken marketing unto a relationship, like somebody's trying to get a girl or get a guy. You know, you might wine them, dine them in a fancy restaurant here. One day y'all may go to Mickey D's. You may hang out at the house and watch a movie. You know, you just have all these different experiences. And the more types of varied experiences, the more likelihood that, you know, the person is going to connect with you. So, Roger, then, you know, again, our next question is what are the platforms that you have for advertising? You know, what do you have to offer? You know, people are doing their plan, so they're going to want to know, okay, I'm ready to advertise. You know, so what do you have to offer for advertising?
We do two things at Izanya. One, we offer banner ads that appear in various places on all the pages of our website, and we price our banner advertising at $5 per 1,000 impressions. That's just as a sort of rough number, and occasionally we offer promotions where we will give more impressions for a lower rate than $5 per 1,000 impressions. But that is the way we do banner advertising, and it's advertising that appears in multiple places on our website, in our articles, It appears on our homepage. It appears on our business directory page. So those types of advertising amount to the electronic version of a billboard. We also offer email marketing campaigns, and what we help our business members and those who want to use email marketing to do, we help them to craft, we help to refine their message. We don't develop messages from scratch, but we'll take what you already are doing, your website, your branding, your message, your targeted sales pitch, if you're selling an item, or if you're just advertising your overall business, we take that information and we provide recommendations as to the best way to send that information to our target audience. Since we're talking about holiday advertising, at this time of the year, what we suggest to our clients is that what you must do is focus on the leading elements in your inventory or the services that you offer. Whatever your best foot forward is, what you want to do is to target that item or that portion of your business as the subject and the target and the focus of any email campaign you do. The other thing that we tell people that's really, really important is to make sure that you've created a landing page that permits someone who clicks on an email marketing item to arrive with that one click to arrive exactly where you want them to be to buy what you're trying to sell them. Don't send them to your home page where they have 100 choices. Mm-hmm. Especially during the holidays, craft an email campaign that says, I want you to buy this item and build your message around that item. And within the message, when a reader clicks on the link or the image of what it is that you're trying to sell, they should land at the place where they can buy, not where they can read more information or where they have a whole lot more choices. You can do that within your website after you get them to where you want them to be. But one of the things we learned is that with email marketing, people's attention span is short. However, a recent study that I've looked at has confirmed that consumers prefer email marketing 3-1.
Okay.
Their preference for email marketing is 3 times greater than any other method of shopping, especially during this intense holiday season where you have a lot of online activity. That is the preferred method, whether it's your major department stores, whether it's Home Depot or buying tools for dad or whatnot. People prefer to get those special announcements through email marketing. We help do that. At Izanya, we've got 5 or 6 years of experience doing it, and I was just looking at one of my metrics here. We've had over the past 3 years, over 2 million average page views per year. For people who are visiting our site. So we've got an active audience for people to be advertising in. And as we continue our conversation, I'll talk a little bit more about some of the specifics of how you get people to say yes.
Okay. That is great. What we're going to do right now, we're going to just take a quick musical break, and then we're going to come back with Anthony, and we're asking the same question to you, Anthony, and we're going to look at how you can maximize the video platform. And then also, too, I want to ask all you, each of you, how do you use offline advertising to help drive the online advertising? I know, especially Suleiman and Anthony, you guys are, you know, out in the, you know, in the community, because, you know, some of our business owners are brick and mortars, and that's really important, especially with the mobile marketing. Or, and when people are seeking sponsorship, or if you want to be a sponsor, I also like to teach small businesses how they can sponsor events. They don't have to be a big corporate person to sponsor events. But if you do invest to help, you know, you need to make sure there's certain things you're getting from, even if it's just helping out a local organization, there's certain things you need to make sure that you're getting. But how do we coordinate offline activity with online activity? I'm going to take a break right now. I'm just going to play some music here, I'm going to just do a little bit of Prowler here. I'm going to just do some of that. That's from Lucky Thompson's DNA, and that was that came through PhillyThroughMyEar.com. Will Smith Sr. They published that, and Lucky Thompson is one of our Philadelphia jazz people. This is the Prowler. Thank you.
All right. We're back. That was just a little bit of the Prowler. Again, that's from the album Lucky Thompson DNA, and you can catch it at www.phillythroughmyear.com. Now we're going to Anthony Stewart, and he's going to let us know what opportunities he has for advertising.
Okay,
Anthony?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. The opportunities, since we started at the end with me and then I guess working backwards, the opportunities that we have are actually listed on the site IVCTV.net or independentvideochannel.com. Upper right corner, you'll see the whole media kit there. I don't want to eat up a lot of time going through the whole thing, but pretty much the same style of advertising that Brother spoke about with Izania. You know, dealing with banners and whatnot. We have a different rate scale and pricing platform, but it's pretty much the same thing. You know, you come there, you can see the banners that are there, and you can have your banner advertising going, but you can also have video commercials since it's a video-based site. And also we have a DVD platform as well that runs in various nightclubs. So anyway, let's go to the site, I as in independent, V as in video, C as in channel, TV as in television, .net, IVCTV.net, and the media kit is there. It's PDF. You can click on it and download it. Now, real quick on the ways to market or advertise for the holiday season, it works pretty much for every season. And the key thing that I wanted to say is, first of all, you have to change your psychology about marketing and advertising if you're new to this and or have been thus far unsuccessful at it. You got to change your psychology about it, because if you're looking at it like, okay, it's something I'll get to at the end, you're going to end up losing money. If you're looking at it like, okay, this is an additional thing, okay, now that I've spent the past 50 years or however long developing the product, okay, now let me go ahead and spend 20 minutes advertising, you're going to lose. You have to see it just as valuable and just as it deserves the same amount of attention you have in developing your product. So if you're a store, what they call small business, whatever it is that you're selling, however much time and energy you put into figuring out your product and making your product great, you need to do the same thing with your marketing plan. So you need to get an education on it. If you can't afford to use someone else, if you can't afford to get somebody else to do that for you, then I suggest you do so. Because you trying to figure it out on yourself is going to be somewhat time-consuming. So if you can go to someone else, if you can perhaps reach either the other brothers that are here, if they have materials to help you learn how to market, do that. Because trying to guess at it is, like I say, you're rolling dice. Now, you want an online and offline strategy. Because like the sister brought up, she was saying that, you know, there are a lot of stores and stuff like that. They're not very familiar with the whole online thing. So some of the ways that you can use your online strategy are some things that you can add to it are flyers, the regular printed flyers. They work extremely well. I still use them. Also, T-shirts. T-shirts are very huge. I mean, this stuff has a lot of style. People still put bumper stickers on cars, and you don't have to go get 10,000 bumper stickers. But if people can keep looking around, the technique that I use is if I can keep getting people to every time they turn around, either they're online, they're in a club, they're outside watching the car pass by, they see some youth running around with my T-shirts on, if they keep turning around and seeing me, then they get to become more familiar with me. Then when I approach them with, hey, buy my services or buy into what it is I'm trying to sell you, they're more comfortable with me because they feel as though they know me. So you want to use multiple strategies if you can. I'm not talking about using a whole lot of money or anything like that. You want to be smart and be wise with it, but you definitely need to have an online and an offline platform or a marketing plan. And within those, everything needs to point to each other. And what I mean by that is if you have a flyer, you definitely need to have your Facebook page on there if you have one. You need to have your Twitter account on there if you have one. You need to have your website definitely on there if you have one. If you go and you do a TV commercial, you still want to have all those same platforms listed within, you know, or at the end of the TV commercial. A friend of mine who does parties all over the country, I mean, this guy's like phenomenal at he's a party promoter. He's phenomenal. He does NBA All-Star events and some of the largest events you can think of so far as entertainment is concerned. He competes against people like Diddy, who has millions upon millions of dollars, and he doesn't have as much money as Diddy does, but he's a marketing genius. To give you an example of one of the things you can do, he went when there was a party he was competing against Diddy. He went to the city earlier where the party was going to be. He went and got one of those little booths at the mall. He didn't pay the whole monthly fee because he only needed it for a day. So he went and talked to the people and said, hey, how much to rent this booth for one day? They told him how much it was. He then went to Walmart and got a few little cheap little TVs there. Came back, had me create a promotional video piece, and he put it on the TVs. Now, everybody, when they come to a city for an NBA All-Star event, the first thing they do is one of the first things they do is they go to the mall. They go into an area where everybody is because they're just trying to see each other and mingle and socialize and show off whatever it is they're doing. And all these people are passing by these screens at this booth, which he had. He picked a booth that was right by the door where people are coming in and going out of. So here he is thinking, okay, I'm going to maximize this video thing. At the same time, while he has the young people standing there with the shirts on talking about the event and his company, he has the promo thing going on the screen. He's also promoting the event, and he's telling them to go check out his website as well, this whole cross-promotional thing. Now, why he has the video promo running is just not about the event, but he also has in that promo about his company and some of the next programs and things that he's going to have coming up. And hey, check back with me on Twitter. I'm constantly tweeting each day, so check with me on Twitter to hear what's going, you know, next, the very next thing that's coming out of my camp, out of my company. So, like I said, you want to use a multiple strategies if you can, and it doesn't cost as much, especially when you know what you're doing, or you can go and ask someone to do it for you. All right. One of the last things that I want to mention here is that when it comes to the flyers and all like that and purchasing different instruments to market, you want to build up a relationship with people. We don't network enough. I know we're busy. I know we got a lot of things to do. We're trying to, you know, create our product and get our product to market and all like that, but you have to network. You got to go to these different social events. You got to go to places where you might not like socializing and rubbing elbows and, you know, eating and talking about some of nothing with a lot of people, but that's what you need to do. Because if you build up a relationship with a printer, trust me, the price is not going to continue to be the same. It's going to drop. If you build up a relationship with somebody that does T-shirts or with a graphic designer, the price will continue to drop the more and more they get to know you. Also, use the barter method. You don't always have to pay cash. If you have plenty of product, or a product that you know possibly will spoil or you won't be using or something like that, or something that you know that you can get rid of and you're not going to lose so much clean, you know, out of your pocket, then try a barter system. Hey, I got this. You give me that for this. And you get what you want and they get what they want. So those are some of the main things that I would say keep in mind anytime you're trying to do your advertising, is to do it online, do it offline. Change your psychology about it. See, keep in mind that it is extremely important that you focus on it as much as you do the product. If you make a hamburger, then as much energy that you put in with creating a secret sauce and special sauce, you need to add a secret sauce and a special sauce for your marketing plan as well.
All righty. Well, that was great, great info. Now, you just left out one thing as far as your offerings. You had the banner ad, the video commercial, your DVD platform, but there's mm-hmm. also a featured artist, correct?
Exactly. That's why pretty much I don't want to go through every detailed thing on here right now. I mean, it's a lot of information we're trying to get out, and I definitely want people to at least go to the site, sit down, become comfortable with it, and, you know, see if that is their platform, which is another thing. Go where your audience is. Like, I got a lot of young people from those different genres coming to the site. So if you're not trying to reach a younger audience, then though I may want your money, let's not waste your time. If that's not your audience, that's not your audience. If you're more of an intellectual type of audience, or if you're reaching for an intellectual type audience and you think that may be at Izania, then you need to go to Izania and advertise. Go where your audience is. But the only way you're going to know that, don't just take it off of what somebody else said. Go there and see it for yourself. Go to Izania. Click on some of the things that are there. See if you can kind of get where it's coming from. Ask some other people, hey, have you been to this site? And even if they say no, say, hey, check out this site for me and tell me what you think. And then you can kind of gauge, all right, wow, man. Because that's how people are. oh, you like this site? They'll turn to the next, the people right to the left and show them and say, hey, have you heard of this? Have you heard of this? If they say no, now they're going to step back a little bit. But if you say, hey, just go check it out, and they come back with a good report, hey, man, I like that site. What do you know about that? Oh, well, I was thinking about doing some advertising on that. Oh, hey, I know I'm going to tell people about it. Word of mouth wins for you every time.
Okay. Well, all righty. Another great piece of information. One of the things in advertising, you look for repeat advertisers. If they're repeat advertisers, that means that's a good advertising platform. If the advertisers are consistently changing, then that means that people aren't finding successes. Generally, if something's successful, they'll stay with it. So that is one thing, too, especially in print. You know, you check out in print. Look to see if the advertisers are consistent. If advertisers are sticking with that paper, then that means the advertisers are having a higher response rate. And that's a venue that you also look for. And that's another that's missing in this realm is also print advertising. We have print, there's radio, and then there's other than online and online video, now we have cable and television. And even if you can't do the big stations, there are so many different levels. Like all the stations have, like, I think most of them have a minimum of 3 to 4 digital channels. Since the country went digital, they have these sub-channels. There are so many other opportunities to advertise more affordably with cable and, you know, with different levels of television from the internet
up to major Jackson, networks. With that being said, it is key that you have the materials you need to promote and market, regardless of whether or not you can afford to promote and or market. What I mean by that is, be hard when I was out here, you know, trying to, like I said, reach around in the dark and figure out what I wanted to do. I had no idea that at a certain point somebody would come up to me and say, hey, I got X amount of dollars I want to put into your company. Do you have a TV commercial? No. See, now I got to scratch around and figure that out. Have someone, you know, so I'm putting that together or thinking on it, at least writing it down. Now, put that into, I have to get me a commercial that I can run online and offline as well. Set it for 30 seconds. A 30-second promotional piece, an overall promotional piece for who and what you are. It doesn't have to detail anything specific. Just, if nothing else, it promotes who, what, and where you are. That can run online. That can run on Facebook. Now it can run on Twitter pages. You can put it on YouTube. If Izania or any of the other sites, you know, that we may mention here has a space for it, you can run it there. You can run it on TV. You can put it on, like I say, have it on a promotional screen. A lot of businesses have screens now in them. And if your business is the type that has screens up in it, you can run it in your store. Just like when you go into some of these tennis shoe stores and they have the music videos running, but then in between the videos you'll see a promotion for their shoes. So you want to make sure that you always have that what you need. You need to have a flyer ready now that overall promotes your business. If you're trying to wait until the, you know, 2 days out before the event begins, you're going to end up losing once again. Constant promotion. I think they said it was Nike at one point in time. 50% of their profits was going right back in advertising. Advertise, 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 promote. Stay in front of people. Keep your business in front of them. So you got to always, like I say, stay on point with that. Put together the materials you need right now, so that when the money does come, if you don't have it right now, you're still ready to go. You're able to step in somebody and say, hey, I'm ready. Whatever it is we need to do, my end of it is ready. I just need the dollars to push it.
Okay. Well, again, great, great information. Everyone should be really taking notes because we're really telling you a lot of, like, the filler information you can get for yourself. What we're giving you is the structure so that you know, again, a lot of us just start and we just kind of feel all over the place. And even those people that attend school, you go to school and they teach you all this stuff about business, but a lot of times they're not actually applicable in the real working realm, in the real world. So you need to understand, and thinking is important. I find a lot of people, like IT people, for years, I've been doing IT since the 80s. That's when I started doing programming at Girls High. And then when I started working,
back in the 80s, still a mainframe system, the manuals were horrible. Like, the tutorials now are just beautiful, but they were horrible then. It was so much necessary information left out, and everything was in a manual. There was nothing online to read. You got a book, you read the book, and then from the book, you created. And the IT people learned one thing, and that's all they knew. And they never could just think, you know, horizontal or vertical. They only knew what they knew. And if you spoke to them outside of that or had a problem, they couldn't figure it out. So I had to go to the manual, which never helped me, and I just would wind up, it's just like developing a program, trial and error, until you figure, you know, you solved the problem. But, you know, I'm trying to keep people from working their business like that, to have a solid structure and a program that works. You do the fill in, but there are just certain key things everyone needs to know in executing. So you've done this plan or whatnot, or, and you need to see the whole picture before you start. That's kind of, that's basically what Anthony was just saying. You shouldn't just come upon your business as it happens. You have to stop down, take a moment, and look at the full picture from start to finish. Now, you can tweak as you go along, always tweaking and adapt to, you know, environments and different changes, but you should have an overall view and vision of your business and how it works throughout. And so the same thing with even as simple as a holiday selling strategy. You know what's coming, and you should be prepared for all type of things. And basically what we're saying, in order, the advertising is the last part, basically. When the other part comes in is measuring that advertising and tweaking it to make sure that you're getting the greatest return. But in order for that ad to work, all these other things need to be in line. As Roger said, if you have a landing page, a landing page is supposed to point to a specific offer, not all general. So all your advertisements should be driving people to your landing page, and your landing page should be converting them. You should be capturing data and converting to sales. That's the whole purpose. So when they see the T-shirt that's driving somewhere, if it's mobile marketing, you got a message on a shirt or at a point of display sale, that's retail, really the point of display is your gold mine. And that's a gold mine in any business when you talk about establishing strategic partnerships. Everybody at point of sale, they're going to come up to there to make some kind of transaction. That's the point of the store. And that is the gold mine area. When you ask if you can post somewhere, if there's a place you can post something, you want to do it at point of sale. If the store wants to advertise or give people to text in about specials and things, that should be there at their point of sale, which is generally a central place within that store. And you can use a sign to get people to text here, to, you know, to join your mobile club or to activate them, just like they said, you know, you see when you go to a clothing store about specials and things. But you really want to use point-of-sale places when you go in and ask about doing some strategic partnerships or different things. Look at asking, can I post some information, put a, you know, postcard flyer here. Even if your business is totally online, you got a website, a mall or something, you should do postcards. Because people that are offline go online. To do at least have a postcard that talks about your business that drives people online to your website.
Real quick too. Yeah. Not throwing it, with that same on that same note of placing something in a business. A friend of mine, I did some towels for him. You know, it's hot summertime. People, you know, want to wipe the sweat off their face and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So I printed these towels for him. And on the towel, all it had was their logo, their website, and a real quick message about the company. And they went to a bunch of local stores and said, hey, can I put these towels in here? So, I mean, they got some cheap towels, but can I put these towels in here, you know, for your customers who come through? If they're hot, they sweat, they can just grab one and you know, wipe off. And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. That's like adding a little bonus to the store. So it's like, oh, okay, let me go in here and grab one of, you know, go and grab one of these towels in here, and I can just use to wipe, you know, my face off. But they still are looking at that name. The person is thinking impressions. And a lot of times they take that towel with them, take it home, wash it, keep it. You know, you're going to somebody's house, you see that, you know, his company on one of the little face rags, like, oh, you pick one of those up. They're like, yeah, you know, take it out with me, you know, keep it on my neck, wipe my neck off, stuff like that. So getting creative with your advertising and marketing. You know, if you're not going to do it, like I said, get somebody else who is, but you got to be practical and creative. Just if you just take a moment and slow down and just think about what are some of the things people use, what do they do, how can I reach them where they are in the environment that they're in. Lastly, real quick, so far as if you can't afford to go out and pay somebody to do a flyer or something like that, or you just are afraid or have a fear of doing that for whatever reason, you can go to my site, watchmeshowyou.com, and I will teach you there for free how to make a flyer. Where to go to download a program for free to make a flyer, to make a business card, to make a T-shirt design. I walk you through all that. It's 7 hours of training, 14 parts, and it's free. You just go to watchmeshowyou.com, and you'll see a banner there. It's called Shopping for Dollars. And you just click on the button, and it'll take you through everything you need to know.
All right. I'd like to give a real quick shout-out to Rick Webb. He's been on a couple of our calls here, a couple of our shows. So thanks for the support, Rick. He's a filmmaker, so maybe Rick will give us a link to one of his films or something so we can check him out. But that's Rick Webb with two Bs. He's out in the chat room. And what we're going to do next, we're going to get ready to do a closeout. So what I'm going to ask each of you for your closing statement, you know, what final advice or information you would like to give everyone. And with Suleiman, what I want, since Anthony was talking about networking, Suleiman does the best networking events. That's every third Friday here in Philadelphia. So for all our Philly listeners, anybody in Delaware Valley, or anyone coming to Philly, because I always have artists ask me when they want to come to Philly, you know, what they want to do. So when I do get artists in Philly, if they call me, I help them get a plan. You definitely want third Fridays as far as networking. The Urban Philly Professional Network is the place to be. And you probably, I'll let them tell you a little bit more about that, because a lot of times they're exclusive events and they close out. I don't know if they're all open to the general public, but I'll let Suleiman tell you a little bit more about that. And about using event marketing, Suleiman, if you could talk about using events during the holiday season. Events are real big over the holiday season, and how you can use events to, you know, drive sales. And if you can let us talk a little bit about that, and then give us your closeout, you know, how people can reach you. And I'm going to ask that from each person. If you give us, you know, your last bit of advice, Roger, you already said you had something more you wanted to tell us. If you give us that last bit of advice, tell everybody how to reach you. We're going to go through everyone, and we're going to work on a closeout. Now, right before I bring you on, Suleiman, I did want to make a statement. Anthony said if you need help with marketing, hire someone. And Suleiman is excellent, Roger, excellent. But I'm the marketing consultant. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I'm great, too. So you can just give me a call at 215-774-1237. And I can definitely help you bring your marketing together, you know. So I can help you execute a strategic plan. We'll find out what works for you, what's best for you based on your market, your audience, and your voice, and we'll get something working for you. So just give me a call, and I'll help you make it happen. Also, if you want to call in, the number is 646-716-7994. If you'd like to call in for questions, call in now. As our guests work to close out the show, if you have any questions, call in now. I'm also going to post that on Twitter, in the chat room, and across Facebook. So I want to post that out. If anybody has any questions, call in now, 646-716-7994. And we're back with Suleiman Rahman.
Awesome, Jacqueline. I'm glad you said that, too, because we get a lot of emails and calls about that, and not our line of business, so definitely having someone like yourself who can sit down with someone and really give them an objective view, a high-level view of what they can do and how to do it is great. So from an event marketing perspective, that's you know, been the space we've been in for many years. And what I love about events from a geographic marketing perspective, one, you have an opportunity to touch local people. You can geographically target people, as well as events tend to attract niche audiences, and it's great to be able to grab data mine information prior to the event. That's what we've been able to do. When we look at the different marketing mix, we look at the offline marketing, we look at the online marketing, you look at some of the radio and TV advertising, one of the things that we feel is the best way to attract bees, is with honey. And with the right events, you can actually really draw a great audience and also great events, great experiences, and generate a lot of word-of-mouth marketing. As well. So a great experience allows you to not only reach the audience that's in the room, but also the people who are talking about the event before the event, during the event, and after the event. Exposure opportunities are very powerful. And for you to be able to, from a product perspective or a service perspective, finding a way to weave your product and service into the fabric of the event. Mr. Stewart talked about things as creative as having a face towel, wipe the sweat and be the brand. Well, creative things like that that are relevant to specific events, you can weave your product or service into those events. And also he talked about relationship marketing, an opportunity to shake hands and meet people. It was John C. Maxwell who wrote a book, said everyone communicates but very few connect. Many times our relationships are very wide but very, very shallow. So being able to build deeper relationships, being able to have more exposures to people, not just online but also offline, those increased touches and opportunity to meet people and shake their hand and build relationships. As I said in the beginning of the call, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And many times those relationships and experiences speak much louder than any words you can print or any words you can say in your marketing mix. So very, very strong way to market your products. I talk about, really finding a way to stand out. One thing that we do, we've been able to offer free events, many free events, to draw people. So you don't have to make a decision, whether you want to go. It's a low-level commitment for a great experience. And us for being able to gather and collect information, we've been able to build a strong database over the last 10 years and then leverage that database in different ways to actually be able to allow people to market, allow corporate sponsors and businesses to be able to touch people, because there is value and getting people's attention and directing their attention to your product or service, especially in a day and time when there's millions of messages and advertisements each and every day. To be able to get people's attention is valuable as well. So be able to be a business that catches people's attention, leverage events to do that, and also you can be the platform to make sure that you're able to direct people's attention to products and services through the online and offline methods as well. And closing out, just encourage, I think it was either Mr. Stewart or Mr. Madison had mentioned, really treating your marketing just as important as a product development. So many people have great products but do not have the marketing strategy, which is one of the most important things to do, is to have a marketing strategy. There's a lot of great products that are dying on the vine because no one knows about the product. So definitely make sure you take that and be serious about setting aside funds to advertise your budget. It shouldn't be the last thing on your budget to market. It should be at the top of your budget of how you're going to get the product into the marketplace. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you.
What about follow-up? How should people get in touch with you?
You can email me at sulrah@urbanphilly.com.
Okay, and your sites again?
It's urbanphilly.com, and you can also find me on Facebook as well, Urban Philly.
All righty. And what about the professional network?
Same thing. The professional network, you can actually find and sign up for the professional network at uppn.urbanphilly.com. Again, it's UPPN, Urban Philly Professional Network. UrbanPhilly.com. If you go there, there's an online platform and network where we have thousands of professionals that are there. You can sign up, and by signing up there, you will then be entered into our email database where we send out emails right prior to the events, and it's RSVP only type of event. So we have events that are with UPPN that are targeted to that 25 to 44 professional, and you know, we'd say, you know, just basically those events are geared towards that demographic. Obviously, younger and older are all welcome, but it's geared towards engaging, empowering, connecting, engaging in community and civic involvement to empower, to advance their careers and grow their business, and to connect people with similar social, business, and personal interests as well. So that's the professional network.
All right. Well, Suleiman, I want to thank you so much. You've always given me great interviews. The first time I interviewed you, which was across this platform, but before we moved over to Blog Talk, when we were still on NBBTA Radio, you gave for Money, Power, and Respect, and that got a lot of hits. And remember when we were doing that event, and you gave me an interview right before the Money, Power, and Respect event. And I just, you know, thank you for your support. And, you know, I'm always amazed at what you do. I'm a little bit older, so I love to see young black men do well. So I'm always in your corner. So, but it's great to see how you've grown over these years. And, you know, as a mother, you know, you're like, wow, you know, he's like, you know, you do really well, but you're definitely one of those special people, you know, the people that stand out. And we're just beginning to hear about it. And a lot of you who aren't in the Philadelphia area, I'm pretty sure within 5 to 10 years, you will be much more nationally known, and not just in this concentrated area. I know, get to know him. And connect. You're somebody you definitely want to get to know. And also to let everyone else know, the other brothers, they techies too. You started off, Urban Philly started off, you told me it was this tech thing that you and your wife were doing, right? You just decided to build this database and it turned into that. But y'all have a technical background, correct?
Well, I went to school for engineering at University of Pennsylvania, and undergrad, a lot of people would actually come to me about events going on and wanted to know what was going on as far as events. So I thought it'd be a great idea to create a platform, a centralized platform where everyone could actually come to one location to find out what was going on throughout the city. So just, you know, something useful for people. And back then it was, you know, internet was just coming into its own, and people were using it for advertising banners and different things. And I saw a different way to monetize great information and being a great, being a useful resource for people. So, and I thank you for continuing to do what you do, educating people, empowering people, and the many years. And thank you all, and thank you very much for the kind words as well. And I always appreciate your support.
All right, thank you so much, Suleiman. You have a great day, and the information is in the chat room, and I'll post up the information on Facebook. You know, on a blog, you'll see it on Facebook, as on the threads, you'll be able to see it. And also, I'd like to ask all of you, each of you gentlemen, and I will send it to you in writing, but I need like 5 to 7 lines for our resource, our B2B resource section. I need your logo, 5 to 7 lines as far as contact information, because on August 15th, I'm going to publish an e-workbook to help everybody manage all of this information, create a workbook so you can develop your holiday selling strategy, and it will include the audios. So the e-book is, of course, it's free. You just have to subscribe. So when you subscribe for it, you can get the e-workbook free. And but we're going to have a B2B resource section, so I need you guys to get the information to me for that resource section. And have a great day. Anything else you'd like to say? Let me bring everyone else on so they can say something to you. Hold on, Suleiman. Let me bring everybody else on.
Suleiman, this is Roger Madison.
Hi there.
Suleiman, are you still there?
I am.
Let me make sure I got your email address correct. Could you repeat that, please?
Sure. It's SULRAH at urbanphilly.com.
I got it. I'm surprised. I got it right the first time. Wonderful. I will be in touch with you. It is this introduction was wonderful for me, because you know I've been trying to reach you. You are one of the busiest people. You're almost as busy as James Brown. The hottest freaking man in show business. But now that I know where your personal email address is, I will follow up.
Sure, sure. I look forward to it. And, yeah, I've been busy, man, like, recently, and that's why I was saying, Jack, when we kind of have stepped back from doing a lot of advertising right now, just kind of focus on some internal things and some other projects as well. But I'm definitely continue to make Urban Philly a resource for people to get together and connect as well. So I'm looking forward, Roger, to hear from you as well. Thank you.
Okay, Anthony? Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I didn't clear him. Hold on.
Okay.
Anthony?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Do you want to say anything to Suleiman? Yes, now we can hear you. I'm sorry. I had you.
Yeah. Sir, it has been an honor to hear from you, meet you in this format. I'm sure I would appreciate and love it in any format, but still, just in this type of dynamic, has been wonderful. I got your information down, and I will be in touch as best as possible. I definitely will be coming to Philly to do some things. Definitely have to promote there with the independent video channel that I have on. But once again, anytime to hear or connect with any brother that is technologically inclined and in the business and entrepreneurship, all of that is just wonderful for me. I'm, you know, super excited. Thank you very much for just being you.
Awesome. Appreciate that. Look forward to hearing from you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have a great day, Suleiman. Okay. We also have someone on from the 216. Hello? Is someone on from the 216?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
All right, I got one question. All right, the ideal of our show trying to reach out, quote, community outreach, that's the way I see it, for people who are long distance. What can you do to motivate people to pay attention, though, to really get involved in such aspects of marketing like the BBS Value Tour community outreach portion of our program?
Well, this is one of the type of things we do, over Master Grio Radio, which is part of the Master Grio Project and it's part of MBBTA. We do focused topics, programming. We have every type of community, so we're lifestyle, but being that we work on collaboration between artists, business, and community, we do some lifestyle shows, we do business shows, and we do have a marketing series. This is a special series, but once a month we have the Pure T Marketing Madness show. We do things relevant around artists, and then we do things relevant to the community. So as far as the radio platform, we try to do focused programming that's geared around what's actually happening in our community. From youth authors, you'll see youth programming. These are the programming is based off of things that, from what we speak in Value Tour and NBBTA, Black Business Space, all of us, most of us are connected from, at least from Black Business Space. I think Roger and I are both part of NBBTA as well.
Okay.
But Anthony, Roger, and I are all connected from Black Business Space. And even when Suleiman did a first interview for me, that was under NBBTA. So we all come out of that, and there are just concerns that I see that seem to be imminent that may not be being addressed as much.
One more question, if I may. George Frazier, does that name sound familiar to the BBS family? George
yeah,
Frazier.
We all know George Frazier, and I've met him and everything. I've met him personally. We all know him. Mm-hmm.
That's how I heard about BBS in Cleveland, Ohio. They gave a, motivation program here, and it dealt with the faith community, dealing with the faith community. George Frazier, Reverend R.A. Vernon, and the Daystar Network, they did that here in Cleveland. And so, but when I researched, when I followed the directions and the contact information for George Frazier, it came up to BBS, and lo and behold, I found BBS in the area of the Philadelphia area, Pennsylvania, tri-state area where I have family. So that's how I heard about you guys. So that's a good compliment for you.
Okay, well, that's really great. Well, I used to do a power networking event, and George
does has the whole power networking. He brought up the power networking concept, and he's like the guru of networking.
That's right,
and,
empowerment, right, empower yourself, right.
Well, no, he actually has what's called power networking. If you look it up, he actually has that.
That's
so
right.
Let me, before I, I'm going to put you on mute.
Okay.
But I'm going to bring up two more callers that's on the line and have questions, okay?
It's absolutely
right.
Okay.
I'm
thank
put you.
You
on mute.
All right.
Okay, for the 973.
Yes, hello.
Hello,
hey,
for the 973.
Yeah. I've been hanging in there the whole show. It's very interesting. Very good information. I just wanted to know, I just flew in here. I didn't know anything about you. What is your main, like, website to go to, your main website?
I'm sorry. What are you asking?
What is your main website? Because I just flew in this room. I didn't even know anything about you all. But I'm very informed, you know?
Okay. Well, for the radio show, you just go to, you got two choices. You can go to blogtalkradio.com /NBBTA or GRIOTradio.com.
Okay.
And the Master Griot Radio will bring you to our radio report page where the player is always posted. You know, the Blog Talk, we have almost 3 years worth of shows posted on at Blog Talk. And we're going to move them over to various platforms and pages, more topics under the Master Griot Radio label. And then the man was talking about the BBS. We're also sponsored the BBS Value Tour. So that's B as in black, B as in business, space, S as in space, valuetour.com. So you can go there and check us out. We're all intertwined. And then as the guests give you their information, just be ready to take it down because we're all on, everybody's on Facebook and everybody has their own website. Also, if you come over to Blog Talk Now, that's blogtalkradio.com/NBBTA. The chat room is open, and we posted all the links and information in the chat room. So if you want to come over now, and you can capture those links as well. And they will be reposted in the report at mastergriotradio.com. All the information will be there by tonight. So is there anything you wanted to ask, any questions to any of the callers?
Oh, wow. I don't have
any
questions out of hand. It's just a lot of information.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't even know what questions to ask, actually. My main thing is trying to decide what I do on the market because I have a lot of different talents, and I'm trying to narrow it down to one thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you like, you can give me a call. I do a free 30-minute evaluation. I can help you strategize to see what you're good at, as well as you want to look at, you know, what are your best strengths at, but where is your movement? What do I do the most? What's the easiest movement? And so you want to take, you know, your greatest strengths along with your best time and energy and your, where you're most passionate, where your heart really is. And if you take that along with and line it up with your movement, you know, that's kind of where you want to start. But if you'd like to give me a call, the number's 215-774-1237. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and Taylor Adams Marketing and Management is what I do. So I'm going to bring another caller on, and I'll just leave you in case you have another question. I'll leave you open. I have a caller from the 215. I'm bringing you opening you up now. From the 215.
Hi, Jacqueline. This is Rick Webb giving you a call.
Hey, Rick. How are you? Hey,
good.
This is my groupie here. This is second show. Hey.
Definitely a great show. I'm definitely taking notes and learning a bit. And and some really good ideas out there. And basically why I'm calling is to see if anybody had any input. I'm a videographer. I went to UCLA, NYU in the past, and mostly I do events, but I want to get into filming commercials more. And I've tried in the past to connect, like, with Comcast about how a producer gets to go out. You know, basically I'd pitch to different stores, try and create a commercial for them, shoot it. But then from there, I don't really know about the, the buying process and the process of getting the commercial to them. You know, I guess it's uploaded at this point.
Okay, well, first I can address you. You want to first maybe look at agencies to see if, like, any advertising agencies or something may be willing to pick up the commercials. A lot of times when it comes to purchasing radio and TV advertisements, a lot of times they want you to go through an agent. So it may be good for you, like, say if you were, like, a partner with me.
Okay.
And, you know, as a marketing professional, I'm known. So, like, if I call Radio 1, I can buy programming better than just someone who's having an event and they said, I want to buy some commercial time. Well, they want you to go through an agency or agent. And the same thing with TV 1. Well, they want a producer to come to them. And because it's just a lot easier. Like, if you throw out numbers, you know, some people, they come like, well, I got $200. Well, that's not going to really work. They don't really understand the game. But, like,
right.
As an agency, I'll start that off like, you know, well, look, you know, it's no point in going to this platform without this amount of money. And this is what they're going to expect, and this is the best way we can negotiate. And then generally get the money with the client, and then we go over there, you know, we purchase the media, and you know, and you make the commercial. So that's probably your best start, is to start partnering with marketing professionals and agencies and different things who do media buying. That's probably your easiest way in, is that type of partnership, until you get established and get the contacts well enough that they're willing to talk to you and that you can actually buy the media. But right now you're creating the commercials and all, so that's probably the easiest thing to do. But I'm gonna also bring, I'm gonna ask Roger, and then I'm gonna bring Anthony on to see if he has any. Do you have any suggestions, Roger?
Unfortunately, that is not an area of expertise that I can offer any advice in.
Okay, well, I'm gonna ask Anthony. I know he may know a little. I'm gonna bring him on. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, Anthony. I'm opening you up. Okay.
Okay.
Anthony?
Yes, I'm here.
Really,
I missed the exact question here. Is he asking how he can become a media buyer? Or is he, what exactly is he trying to do?
Well, Rick is a cinematographer.
I got you.
And he's starting to, he's making commercials for businesses, but
okay.
Now he needs to get the commercials on air.
Okay.
So
I mean, you pretty much answer that. Unless he's trying to become that agent and he really wants to become that agent, then he needs to go and pair with an agent and learn the trade from them of how to, you know, media buy properly. He needs to just pair with somebody else if that's what he really wants to do. Now, if he's more so just on the creative aspect of it, then stay on the creative aspect of it. Don't try to go into a zone that you really don't have the passion and heart for. Just give it to somebody else who already does, because then it'll work out anyway. Because if you try to go into a zone, especially a zone where they're constantly competing for that space, and you don't really have the energy and the passion to be in there to work for that, then you're going to end up dropping the ball. So I definitely recommend you getting with somebody that does that, and you saying, hey, I'm the creative guy. I already have clients behind me. They like my work. They like how I produce things. Can you get them on air at a account? You know, matter of fact, just start with all the cable networks, TV networks, because it's not like you come in and saying, hey, I'm a guy with a camera and I want to do something with you all. You're saying, hey, I have a client base. I've already produced commercials. you know, take a look at my demo.
Yeah, reel. Well, yeah. Sometimes, but the truth is, it's kind of hard. I found even with Radio 1, and Radio 1 is great. You know, they are my media radio thing of choice. But they want an agent. Anyone can't just call up. I mean, there are people with established, like, festivals and organizations that have established reputations for buying. But, so what's going to work best for you, Rick?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Rick, probably what will work best for you is to just simply partner with different people. Partner with a person like me and, you know, marketing strategists, anyone that says they do media buying. So it could be an agency, and do several partnerships because, you know, your clients could be in various different markets. Your only goal is to get the commercial done, so whoever can help you most. So just start establishing those partnerships. And, you know, even as a marketing professional, that's what I do. I can't draw a straight line with a ruler. I got wonderful ideas, but I can't. So I partner with people. Anthony's one of them. You know, he's going to help me in developing a certain site. You know, I like his style, and I know he can deliver what I want. But I have a couple graphic artists and designers and people that I really like their work. I like their pricing. I like their work ethic. They follow through. So people like that, I have a whole big referral list. But then this, because I'm not sure always what my client's needs are. So my client comes to me, and then I have people that I trust that I can refer. So that's what you just need to do. Since you do the commercials, people like myself, marketing, you know, strategists, professionals, agencies, they love, these are the kind of relationships we like. Because I just need to sell in media. I don't have to do the whole creation part. Now, if it's a company that also does video production and all, that's kind of, now that's, they get, and that's a little competitive for you. But people that just do media buying, marketing consultants and strategists and agencies, you know, you can look for agencies if they outsource their production or something. It's a relationship that works for you because now you're a good partner. So now I know that you do it, and I may have a client, you know what, Rick would be the best person to work for you.
Okay,
you
I
know,
gotcha.
So it's a win-win relationship for you. But that's who you specifically, you know, ask people, do you do media buying? And then people that do media buying, we can help you buy the media.
Okay, and, great. So thank you for your advice.
All righty. And also, too, if you're going to the chat room, Rick put a link to a wedding that he videotaped in Philly. So you can go see some of his work if you're around. So I'm going to put you on, I'm going to mute you out, Rick, if you have any other questions. And
okay, thank you.
I'm going to let Roger close out and then close out, okay, because we have 6 minutes left, okay?
Okay,
right.
Thanks a lot.
All right,
before
then.
We stop airing, yeah. If you want to, anyone online right now, just call in 646-716-7994 because we're going to stop streaming live after 6 minutes, but you can still hear if you call in. So that number is 646-716-7994. And Roger, if you could, you know, give us your closeout advice. And then, of course, how do we contact you? And then we're going to follow up with you, Anthony.
Okay, I want to do three things very quickly. First of all, let me just in less than 30 seconds, the closeout advice. I would say to anyone who's advertising, whatever you do, measure your results. And because the very reason for that is the worst thing that can happen when you do advertising campaigns is to not know what was successful. If you're doing multiple types of advertising, multiple products, multiple approaches, and then all of a sudden you're successful and you don't know why, then you won't know how to repeat the success. So measure everything. How many?
Now, I know you wanted to give us that to a short, but I'm going to have to take you to the next step because I was going to talk on that, but we're just going to the next step. How do we measure? What are ways that we can measure?
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave that to you. But I wanted to make sure that we always measure your results, and I'll let you finish up with that. Here's how you can get in touch with me personally. My email address
is... Roger, right before you say that, just real quick, I do want to ask you, though. For Izania, do you guys provide any analytics when people are... Okay. I just wanted to make that note. That's one of the best things for advertising online, people, is one, it's like so much cheaper. Two, you get such deep analytics that, you know, before, you know, 10 years ago, to get analytics like you can sometimes get for free online. And I know many people probably don't go over your Facebook and your YouTube to look at the analytics, but that data there is so powerful. And it definitely, again, helps you measure. But I just wanted to put that out there. But Roger, just go ahead and let us know about Izania and the analytics.
Sure. We provide analytics on all of our advertising. On our banner ads, we will tell you how many impressions, how many clicks, how many click-throughs, how many bounces. And we do the same thing for our email marketing. We tell you how many we sent. We tell you how many bounced, how many bad addresses, how many good addresses. We tell you how many click-throughs, and we tell you how many forwards. So you will know based on your whichever advertising vehicle that you use with us, what works best, and we provide all of that analytics free of charge. There's no additional charge for it.
Great.
So that's how we do that. In closing out, I want to do two things very quickly. One, here's how you get in touch with me personally. I can be reached at rmadison@ Izania.com. That's IZANIA.com. You can follow us or like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Izania Network. IZANIA N as in Nancy, ETWORK. Izania Network, all one word. You can follow us on Twitter at Izania. That's how you follow us on Twitter.
How you mention, real quick, just a quick note, everybody, on Twitter, that's at Izania Network, at Izania Network. But when you use the at sign and you use someone's Twitter handling, that's also a way of mentioning. So a great way to start more interactive communication and to get what's called your clout, K-L-O-U-T, get your clout up on Twitter, start mentioning other people and having cross conversations. So, you know, we help each other out when we mention them. So instead of just saying having a great conversation online with Izania, but if I put at Izania and I mention them, every mention raises our clout. And sometimes great for back and forth conversation, but always mention as many times as you can mention people in your tweets, and that helps raises our clout.
Absolutely. Finally, and this is a little bit of a tease, we all are familiar with what's going on at Groupon and Living Social and all of those other discount sites. Later this month, we're going to launch the very first nationwide group buying site for black businesses only. We will only promote and do deals going into the holiday season for black businesses only. So if there's a shopper who wants to buy something from a black business, they will be able to find that business and great holiday deals at Izania Market Deals. And that site is going to be launched before the end of this month, just in time to kick off the holiday season around Labor Day.
Great. Now, see, they're launching their holiday site in August.
Yes, we will launch that during August. And our regular site, the standard Izania website, is www.izania.com. www.izania.com. And
could you
once
spell
again,
it for people again? Just spell it again for people.
I-Z, as in zebra, A-N as in Nancy, I-A.com. I-Z-A-N-I-A.com.
Okay. And 30 seconds and the whole world listening. What you have to say, Roger?
Zanya is the best online community for connecting the virtual black community. You can think of us as the town square for the virtual black community, connecting
Great.
The people of Africa via the internet.
Great. All right, thank you so much, Roger. You know, just been wonderful. You've been excellent, and I thank you for your support, too, on our Facebook platform. You know, you guys are my mentors. So, Lee's passed on, but you're here, and I don't know if you realize how many people actually look up to you, and even though you don't know it, how many people you're mentoring, even though you don't realize it, but I'm one of those people, and I really thank you for your support. And, you know, your great information and your platform, you know, I just find, you know, it's a blessing to have these platforms. And the other thing, I pledge to definitely leverage Azania much, much more. I definitely plan to actually leverage and use my presence on Azania.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, let me just see if anyone else has any questions or anything for you. DJ 911, you have any questions for Roger Madison?
No, none right now. I mean, you yourself, BBS Value Tour, has just about answered everything. I've made some great connections, and like I said, hopefully I should be seeing you guys at the end of August as long as my plane takes off. And when I come to the Philly Tri-State area, you know, for business, of course, and I have to do my ancestry, finish my ancestry research, you know, from slavery on up to the present time, people who I haven't ever seen.
Okay.
Them.
Right. Well, I want to real quickly bring Anthony on before we stop streaming live, okay?
All right.
So I'm just going to put you on mute, but you're still here. Anthony?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you, if you give us your closing advice and, again, how to contact you?
Closing advice, if this whole little meeting or session was taped, play it back again, download it, go to the site, wherever she tells you to go, listen to it again. There's a lot of great information given here. I can definitely vouch for working with Izania. I didn't even get into the advertising platform. My book was just mentioned on the site early on, my audio book, The Miseducation of the Negro, and I was getting sales just from being within the Izania community. So Izania definitely works. Last minute things, I just like to say, hey, be original with what it is you're trying to do. Be creative with what it is you're trying to do. Yes, some the things that are already there, they work, and they tell you that you don't have to reinvent the wheel, but in a time where the economy is in the situation that it is and people are kind of scratching for dollars, you know, best way that they can, you got to be creative. You got to come up with other ways that you can kind of keep more of the money in your pocket and be successful at reaching your audience. And it starts with educating yourself. So reach out to whoever you can that you know, definitely start with this source that you're listening to today, and try to get as much information as you can. That way you can make an informed decision as opposed to just guessing and reaching around in the dark like I had to.
All right. I know how you feel, Anthony. I was the same way. Sometimes that's just the rule we have to take. But that's why we luckily ran up on each other, see?
Exactly. Now, the way to reach me? The best way to reach me is at astewart@ivctv.net. That's astewart@ivctv.net. So it's astewart@ivctv.net.
Okay.
All right.
All righty. Well, again, I thank you so much. We stopped streaming live, but everybody that's on the call, there's several callers online, and so they're still listening in. So, again, I want to thank you so much, and
you've been an inspiration and all to me. You know, he said you can do everything. I still can't draw a straight line with a ruler, but I am going to go take that course one day. At least I can do better on some graphics that I have to do. But whenever I can afford it, I'd rather just outsource it.
I mean, yeah,
but,
it's a good course, though. It's a good course if you can. Definitely stop by and check it out. Look at a couple of them, you know.
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm going to just sit down there and go through that myself. I totally forgot about it. But, you know, I just thank you. And, you know, we're continuously doing business. Again, me as a media buyer, I'm also selling advertisement for the Independent Video Channel Network and to let artists know there is a featured artist option. So if you have a video, you have an opportunity to even something as simple as just paying to have your video featured to be a featured artist. So there are various different levels at which various different people can participate in getting your message out through that platform.
The main thing I would like to say real quick so far, the Independent Video Channel is just keep watching the Independent Video Channel. There's not going to be anyone that's an outside third-party apparatus other than yourself that is going to promote you better than what IVCTV.net will. If you're an artist and you're trying to get out here, I'm telling you, this platform is already, but will be greater than any other at promoting you and your craft than any other that is out there.
Yeah, and I'm a double vouch for that. Because even when he told me his full plan, it was some ideas that I have, and I want to work with Anthony and, you know, just extending that a little bit more. But it is the route, the way to go, and it's a new move, so which makes it a little bit better. It's like, you know, it's the way of standing out in a crowd, a real crowded room. So really, if you're an artist, and if you don't have video, you know you need to get some video. Now, warning. What type of videos, because I know you don't do live performances, but what type of video is that you play? I mean, what's that classification as opposed to a live performance? Is that called, I know like in TV you got scripted and non-scripted.
That's pretty much what it is, it's scripted. You know, you're doing a performance,
video.
You're doing a rehearsed performance that has been themed out, that has been planned as opposed to something that's just off the shoulder, freestyle type thing. Now, I will put freestyles up there. You know, if it's tight enough, it's nice enough, it'll be in between the videos, though, and it'll be like little excerpts in between the regular lineup, but it won't be, like, definitely in the lineup at a certain position or place. We want the best-looking video you can come up with. And I'm not just talking about, you know, not being grainy, but laid out, themed out, like you really, you know, you wrote out a plan for it, you wrote out a script for it, you were acting the part, you know, you were trying to make it look as good as possible, the cinematography, you know, putting your best foot forward in the video, you know, so far as your video is concerned, because that's what we want to, you know, be known for, having the best looking videos by independent artists out there. We want, when people come to the site, they think, okay, this must be an extension of MTV, this must be an extension of BET, this must be an extension of all the majors that are out there, because it looks so good and everything, the content looks so well.
So that's what's really that's really important, and it does. It already looks like that. So, so when you do want to, and every artist, and it may take you a little time. You may have to invest and save, but you do that. How you present yourself is everything. So you have to have at least one well-quality scripted video. And, you know, some people can be blessed to get a good cinematographer and a good storyline and be able to get it done for $100,000. It's rare. But you should be able to get some between $2,500 and $4,000. You should be able to get something done. So if you have to save up, have to host fundraisers, whatever you need to do to make it happen, but it is a representation of you and your art, and video, is you need to compete out here with video. So if you are a recording artist, you should have some video. And even if you spoke on word, just because you spoke on word does not keep you from, you know, developing your art form in the same level of quality. Production should be just as well, and you still need a scripted video.
I mean, and even with that, one of the easiest things to do is to just get with somebody who loves what they do.
I mean, when I was trying to get out there doing the videography, I didn't have any connects. I didn't know anybody. I didn't, you know, I was trying to get on. So I knew I had skill. I had talent. I just needed a chance to prove it. So I was looking for artists. I was looking for anybody who was trying to perform. They wanted to sing, whatever they wanted to do, let me do the video for you. I promise you it's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. So if you can connect, you know, just with somebody that's like that, that's trying to be the best they can in their field as a videographer, as a graphic artist, as a photographer, as a makeup artist, look for people like that, because then you end up, you might end up getting a whole super quality, I mean, really well done video for nothing other than your time and their time to show up to make something happen together.
But I do want to warn people, you may can find it, you may can't. Don't let that be the stopper. Unfortunately, I've seen models because they've been told that. The one thing, a lot of people that are looking to do, the best of the best is not the majority of people. That's just the truth of the matter. And when you need some quality, somebody may do it for you, but it may not be quality, it may not be up to par. Now, if you're blessed to find a good person, you know, that skill, and we'll do that for you, then great. But if not, you still need to do whatever you need to do to make it happen. That may mean saving and a little more planning and have fundraisers, but just do it. So don't allow price to be an issue. You know, and of course, if you plan it out, you'll probably see more ways that you can barter and ways you can reduce your cost. And even if you speak with a videographer, they will tell you ways that you can do a video that's not as expensive but still nice. You know, sometimes you come up with ideas, and your idea may be so elaborate, and they can tell you, well, you know what, if you do this, you do this, we can just cut out a whole lot of expense. But you just need to make sure that you do have a scripted video done. And so to that point, we're going to close out, and I'm just, all of our callers have
well,
been on the line,
again.
And they've shared with you, yes. And
thank you for having
I thank
us.
All the callers, you know, from Ohio, 973, isn't it a Jersey? I think 973 is out in Jersey. And we got people from all over, from the chat room, and all of those listening in who are not listening from, you know, here from Blog Talk, but are listening from other sites. You know, we just thank you for listening in. We thank you for the support. Again, tell somebody, share this show, and then go to mastergrioradio.com for the follow-up, and there you can subscribe to the e-book. Just make sure that you subscribe to the e-book, and you can get the whole five-part series. I mean, just dynamite information, dynamite people. You'll never find this collective of people together again. And to give you real information, applicable stuff, people who've been there, done that. And so just take advantage of it. And this is Master Grio Radio. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I've been your host for this moment in time. As always, we exit out on peace and love. And since we like to do a little jazz with this show, and I know the show was so good, and y'all love the way I sound and everything, that you're going to miss me when I go, we're going to roll out here on Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone. Peace.